Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 3 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Vov. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side. One of the special features of our Shas Ozer, the Mark Gemara, the Nosei, the topic heading. We've written on the side, HaGemara Ma'alas Stira Bein Shnei Mekuris. The Gemara raises a seeming contradiction between 2 sources, and they're labeled as Roman numerals 1 and 2. Be'inyan Tenoyim Beget, regarding conditions that are written into a divorce document. Point 1 involves Tanai Kofel, the doubling of the condition, which we've discussed in our previous shiurim. The statement of the condition, if you do this, then the following will result, and if you don't do this, then the following will result. And Tzorech L'kayim HaTanai Dafka, the issue comes up, do you have to fulfill the actual condition itself? Or are alternatives sufficient in being able to fulfill the condition? We'll also encounter a diamond marking. You see the mivneh, and the diamonds are shaded in an opposite direction, lahavlit stirav. That's to highlight the contradiction. So even before we get into the Gemara, just take a bird's eye view of your marked daf. The first Tanaic source with which we open this year is labeled Roman numeral number 1. You see a diamond there, hareze get. And skimming down a number of lines, you see Roman numeral number 2, and again a diamond with the inverted shading of the tip, Eino Get. So even without being aware of the contents, you see what appears to be a contradiction. Now the text. Third line from the top, Tonu Rabbonon, Hareze Gitech Almanas Shetishamshi Es Abo Shtei Shonim, Valmanas Shetoniki Es Beni Shtei Shonim. Man conditions the divorce that he's giving to his wife on condition that she serves his father 2 years, or on condition that she nurses his son for 2 years. Afapi shelo niskayim hatnai, hare ze get. Even though the condition was not fulfilled, the get, the divorce is binding. The fee, shelo omar lo im tishamshi im lo tishamshi. He didn't state the condition following the strict rules of condition making by saying it in the by doubling it, saying it in the positive and in the negative. Likewise, im toniki vim lo toniki, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The im toniki if you nurse, im lo toniki if you don't nurse. So that wasn't stated like that. Therefore, the tanai, the condition is null, but the action remains, namely the divorce. V'chachomim omrim, niskayim atanai rezeget, v'im lav eino get. According to the chachomim, if the condition is fulfilled, then it's a divorce, and if it's not, it's not a divorce. So you can see that the approach of the chachomim is quite different than that of Rabbi Meir, that they don't require the doubling of the condition. Rabbi Shimon Leolimer, ein l'cho atanai b'ksuvim she'eino kofel. Rav Shimon Gamliel enters this particular source, but it's not 100% clear who he is reacting to. He says that you don't have conditions in the scriptures where you don't find it doubled. So there is a bracketed section which focuses on what is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel referring to. Before we get into that, just to give a sense of the continuity of the flow, the logical flow, we skip the bracketed section. use your bracket length indicator, and you see you get to Viraminu, the Roman numeral number 2. We present this as a long question. Let's read the source. Are ze giteh amanasha shetisham shiasabush teishonim. Amanasha tonikias benish teishonim. Me soavo me saben. If the father or the son dies, eino get. The get is not going to go through. So why is the get not going to go through? Well, the condition wasn't met. The condition was to serve the father for 2 years. He died within that time. Or to nurse the child for 2 years. He died within that time. So that the condition was not met. So the condition is binding. Divrei Rebbe Meir. What do we see? We see that the condition is significant, even though it's not. It hasn't been doubled. But right away, you see a contradiction. When you go into the Chachomim as well, the Chachomim Omrim, Afal Pi Shelon Niskay Matanai, Harei Ze Get. Even if the condition was not fulfilled, it still is a get. So you see, according to the Chachomim, the condition is of no significance. Even without its fulfillment, the get, the divorce goes through. So, as the Gemara points out, after the framed source, you can see the Kashid Rabbi Meir Ad Rabbi Meir, Kashid Rabbon Ad Rabbonin. There is a double contradiction here in the opinions. Okay, we went over that rather quickly. We're going to go first back to the bracketed section and then go through the contradiction again. But what our goal is in Gemara markings is to show you the structure of the sugya. We presented to you the contradiction between the two sources. Now, in the brackets, the Gemara focuses on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's comment in the source that we learned above, source number 1, where you saw Rabbi Meir saying that strict rules of condition making must be followed, otherwise the condition is null. The Chachamim say they disagree with that, that the condition is binding even if it hasn't been doubled. And Rabbi Shimon Leal said, "Ein l'cho t'nai b'ksuvim she'enu kofel." Now the brackets. Iko diamri l'Rabbi Meir komarle, v'iko diamri l'Rabbonon komarlehu. Some say that Rabbi Shimon Leal is a reaction to Rabbi Meir, and some say he is a reaction to the Rabbonon. And the Gemara explains. Iko diamri l'Rabbi Meir komarle. Some say that Rabbi Shimon Leal is a reaction to Rabbi Meir. V'hochi komarle. And thusly, Rabbi Shimon Leal is saying to Rabbi Meir, Ein l'cho t'nai b'ksuvim she'eno kofel. All times in the scriptures that conditions are presented, they're always presented in a double fashion. V'havalu shnei k'suvim aboim g'echod. Here the Gemara presents a well-known Talmudic rule that when two psukim teach me the same thing, in this case we'll say when there are multiple psukim teaching me the same thing, the Torah is trying to drive home a point, and it's saying that whatever is being taught applies only in these instances. That's what we just said. That all two psukim that come together to tell me the same singular, the same point, you can't learn from them, you can't extrapolate from them to other cases. Very simply put, according to Shimon Leal, you don't need for a condition to be considered a binding condition. You don't need it to be doubled. You'll say that in the scriptures, in the Torah, you find that it is doubled. But since it comes on multiple occasions to tell me that, we conclude that only there, in those cases in the Torah, did it need to be doubled. But outside of that, it does not need to be doubled in order to be a binding condition. So, according to approach Aleph that we just read, Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that the condition is not binding unless it's doubled. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not so. Iko diamri l'rabbonon komarlehu. Our Bay's approach, the second approach, is that the Rav Shimon Gamliel is a reaction to the Rabbonon. V'achi komarlehu. And this is what he, Rav Shimon Gamliel, is trying to say to the Rabbonon. Ein l'cho t'nai b'ksuvim she'eno kofel v'gamrino minayhu. Whenever you see doubled, whenever you see conditions presented in the scriptures, they're always doubled. And you're supposed to learn from that. That's supposed to be a precedent setter. And therefore, if it's not doubled, it's not a binding condition. And with this, then, Rav Shimon Leal is arguing against the Chachomim. Viraminu. And now we raise our stira to source number one. We read now source number two. Harei ze gitech almanas shetisham shiyas abo shtei shonim. Almanas shetoniki yas b'ni shtei shonim. Man gives get to his wife with a condition that she serves his father for 2 years, or she nurses his son for 2 years. Meis ha'av or meis ha'ben. If the father or the infant die before the 2 years are completed, eino get. So the condition is a binding condition. We see that the condition takes hold even though it hasn't been doubled. Divrei Rebbe Meir, and that's Rebbe Meir's opinion, that you don't need to have conditions doubled in order for them to be binding. Well, that's a contradiction to what he said above. Even if the conditions were not fulfilled, the divorce goes through. The woman can say from her standpoint, she didn't violate the condition. She can say, "Tain li yoficho v'asham shenu, give me your father, and I'll continue serving him. He died. That's not my fault. Tain li bincho v'ani kenu, give me your infant son, and I will continue nursing him." But what we see here, what's the position of Chachamim? Compare this to the dot underline above. The Chachamim above said that the condition is a binding factor. If you don't meet it, it's not a get. Here we have dot underlined, even if the conditions were not met, the get still is binding. What do we see? That the condition, if it's not doubled, it becomes irrelevant, it becomes null. Kashio, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. We have a contradiction between Rabbi Meir and the first source who said conditions, in order to be significant, they must be stated in a doubled fashion, a positive and negative. And in this source, Rabbi Meir doesn't indicate thusly. And Kashya de Rabbanan. In the first source, the Rabbanan said the condition is significant even if it hasn't been doubled, stated in the positive and the negative. And in the second source, it seems that the Chumim hold that the condition is null and void. It's not a factor because it wasn't doubled. The Gemara answers, and you'll notice with our markings, we've squiggle underlined and called this Aleph, and two lines later, the same thing with the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, and Lo Kashya, there's no contradiction in Rabbi Meir. Hosam b'dolo kafle t'litanoi hocha b'dekafle t'anoi. In source number one, in fact, it wasn't doubled. In source number two, even though you don't see this in the text, you have to understand that it was doubled. Oftentimes you have Tanaic sources that are presented in an abbreviated fashion, and you're supposed to, the Gemara tells you that you have to understand that there's more to it than that that was printed in the text. V'rabonan ad rabonan lo kashya, man chachomim dehocha, rufshum amlilhi. There's no contradiction in the Rabbonans. The Rabbonan in the second source happens to be a specific shita, specific individual. It's Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Diomar kol akova sheina himeno hare ze get. Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion, which we've seen in the past, that any time the inability to fulfill the condition is not a result of the woman. The woman was willing to go ahead and fulfill the conditions, so the condition is considered met. It's from her standpoint, she met the conditions. She wasn't the reason for the conditions not to be fulfilled. Therefore, the conditions are considered fulfilled, and hence the get is a get. So that Shitas Rabbanan in the source before is, we'll say, an anonymous rabbinic opinion that you don't need to have conditions doubled in order for them to be binding. In source number two, what gave us the impression that you don't need it to be doubled, that's not the explanation, but rather why, according to source number two, the Chumim say even if the conditions are not met, the truth is that the conditions were met as far as Chachomim in source number 2, because the Chachomim in source number 2 is Reb Shimon Leo. And from the woman's standpoint, she did whatever she could do. She wasn't the reason for the conditions not to be met. Tanu Rabbanan. Before we go on in reading the source, let's glance at the side where we have a topic heading, the Nosei, which reads, Shnei Tanoim Beget Echad, two conditions that appear in one divorce document. Point one, Mikre Shetnai Hasheni Lo Mevatel Tanai Rishon. One situation that's featured is where the second condition doesn't void, doesn't annul, doesn't contradict the first condition. And point number two, Mikre Shetnai Hasheni Mevatel Es Tanai Harishon. A case where the second condition contradicts or voids the first condition. We'll appreciate this more when we see the actual examples. So now the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan. Omar Lo Bifnei Shnayim. The Aleph is the first scenario where the second condition doesn't void or abrogate the first condition. Man says in front of two witnesses, Hareze Gite Hamanas Shetishamshi Es Abo Shnei Shonim. This will be your divorce if you, on condition that you serve my father 2 years, the Chozar V'Omar Lo, and then he said to B'fnei Shnayim, in front of two witnesses, Hareze Gite Hamanas Shetitni Li Mosayim Zuz. This is your divorce on condition that you give me 200 Zuz. Lo bitel divrei ho'achron es horishon. The second condition doesn't undo the first condition, and the result here is rotsa misham ashto rotsa nosen eslo mosayim zuz. The woman, in order to validate the divorce, has an option. She can either serve the father for 2 years or give the husband the 200 zuz. Zuz being in a denomination of money. If you prefer, you say $200. Avol. Omar Lo Bifnei Shnayim. Here, in contrast, we have another case. He says in front of two, Harei Ze Giteh Hamanash Shetitni Li Mosayim Zuz. This is your divorce on condition that you give me 200 Zuz. V'chozar V'yomar Lo Bifnei Shnayim. And then he says in front of two witnesses, Harei Ze Giteh Hamanash Shetitni Li Shlosh Meil Zuz. It'll be your divorce on condition that you give me 300 Zuz. So he's upped it by another, by 100 Zuz. Biteo divrei ho'achron es horishon. The second condition undoes the first, meaning that she won't be divorced unless she comes up with 300 zuz. And another point that's made in the source, v'ein echod min ho'edim, the Girsha of Rashi has the word edim here, v'ein echod min ho'edim horishonim, v'echod min ho'achronim mitstarfin. You have a closing statement. Oftentimes one would assume that the closing statement is just a continuation of what was said just before. First, the translation. It says here that one of the two witnesses of the, we'll say of the first condition, and one of the two witnesses of the second condition do not join up to testify that there was a condition in this divorce. The Gemara regarding this last point asks, hey, on what is this closing phrase going, this Eino Echad business going on? E leimo asefa hare botel. If you think it's going on the closing case, they will call the Bayes case, but the first condition is voided, so that's it becomes irrelevant. Rashi says across from here, "Ilemo asefa pshita dihein echad min orishonim klum." It's obvious that one of the two witnesses that heard the first condition aren't going to join up. They're nothing. Sharei afilu bo shneim. Even if they both come to testify about the condition of 200 zuz, ainon klum. They're nothing. Batilei hahutana. That condition has been canceled. So it becomes non-existent. Elo. The Gemara says, Elo Aresha. You go back to the section Aleph of this source. And the closing phrase says that one of the witnesses that heard the condition about serving father, And one of the witnesses that heard the condition about paying him 200 zuz, paying the husband 200 zuz, they don't join up. Now, in the Reisha, it was pointed out, she has the option of fulfilling either this one or that one. And the closing source says that the two witnesses don't join up to form a unit of testimony. In Jewish law, a minimum of two witnesses are necessary to serve as a unit of testimony. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously they don't join up. The conditions that each one heard are different. So like as we call in, we say oftentimes, apples and oranges. So why do you need a Tanaic source to tell me something that's obvious? Mahu de Tema. Kol l'kuma tnoi mitstarfen. I would have thought that since the get can be fulfilled with one or the other of these conditions, both witnesses are essentially testifying that this is a get with a condition. And as long as a condition is fulfilled, it's a good get. So the Kamash Malon, that's what the source tells us, that don't think like that, that they both have the same, say, ultimate role, namely to testify about the presence of a condition through which the get could be fulfilled. That's not enough to enable them to join up. Let's take a look at Rashi. Mahu detema hoyo umekayim gito b'chad mehani tenoi. Since the get could be fulfilled with either one of these conditions, havu lehu k'chad tno, becomes like one condition. V'chol sadi misadi l'kumi tno d'hai gito d'starfu, and any witnesses that could come to testify about the existence of a condition could join up. Chomash malon, so we tell you not so. They're two separate witnesses concerning two separate conditions, and there isn't enough commonality to enable them to join up to serve as a unit of testimony concerning the presence of a condition in the get. Rashi makes the point that in the event that you don't have two witnesses coming to testify, two witnesses coming together to testify about one of the acceptable conditions, so the get remains a get based on the fact that it's been signed by two witnesses, and in the absence of testimony concerning a condition behind the get goes through, and you can't come along and claim there was that the get was given on condition unless you have the two kosher witnesses to testify thusly. The Mishnah. Before we read the Mishnah, we glance at the side. We have a no say topic heading. Tanoim begitin shetuyim b'hagol l'mokom ploni. Gitin that are on condition that the husband reaches a certain place. That's a rather general type description of what we'll see in terms of the examples of the Mishnah. Under the Mivneh heading, we feature a number of markings. You can see there's a use of a double underline, a dashed underline, and the house marking. And we've noted Simunim Kidei Lahavlit Hasidra. These are markings in order to highlight the series that appears in the Mishnah. There's an unusual dashed underline, a double layer dashed underline, and we've noted Dugma Revias Ksashena Mikodmov. The fourth example is a bit different than the other one, so we use this unusual marking just to draw your attention to that. The Mishnah. Areze gitech imlo bosi mikan ad shloishim yoim. Man says to his wife, I'm giving you this divorce document on condition that I don't come within 30 days. In other words, if I don't show up within 30 days, then you will be divorced. Vahoya hoilech mihuda legolil. And the man who stated this condition happened to be going from the Yehuda province of Israel, the southern part of Israel, the Gol to the Golil region, the northern part of Israel. The 30 days that he made reference to aren't established, don't start until he gets to, in this example, to Golil. So he's saying, if I don't come within 30 days from after I've reached my destination. His destination in this case was Golil. So in order for the clock to start running, he would have to first arrive in Golil, and then the 30 days clock would start running. And if he doesn't return from there within 30 days, then she'll be divorced. Higia Leantifras V'chozar Botel Tanol. Now at this point we're going to translate the Mishnah, recognizing that the Gemara is going to be changing the explanation that we're giving now. The Mishnah says, if he reaches Antiphras and comes back within 30 days, he just comes back immediately, if he reaches Antiphras and then comes back, Botel Tanol. Now the expression Botel Tanol is a be careful not to translate it literally, but Rashi immediately uses the word klomar. So we look at Rashi. Look at Rashi just a few lines down toward the end of the narrow lines. We have a star to enable you to find it quickly. Tano, Rashi, by the way, has an opposite order of the word. Tano botel, klomar. But when Rashi uses the word klomar, he's warning you, do not translate. But rather, what's the meaning of botel tano? Klomar, v'shuv eino kosher legaresh boi. The get is not kosher anymore. You can't use it for divorce purposes. V'afilu chozar, v'alach legolil. Even if he then went to Golil and v'nishtoyeh shloshim yom and remained there 30 days, eino get, she's not divorced. Deko salka daitoch. And here's what Rashi, by using ko salka daitoch, he's warning you ahead of time that when you get to the Gemara, this is going to change. But in the meantime, the thinking is, Antiphras betchilas Golil hi. The place called Antiphras is at the beginning of Golil. Vare mitnai horishon holach l'Golil. And based on his original condition, he reached the destination, he reached Golil. However, v'lo shah shloshim yom, he didn't tarry there 30 days. He said in his original condition that it will be a good get if I tarry 30 days, but he didn't. Ubitel haget. The get is thereby canceled. Shreg ba. He has come back within 30 days. Aval im lo higia l'antifris. If he never reached Antiphras. V'chazar. And then went back to his wife. Ulach. So he didn't reach Antiphras. It means the clock didn't start running. Antiphras, we're assuming right now, is the beginning. It's like the southern border of the Golil region. We mentioned Yehuda is in the south. Golil is in the north. He was traveling from south to north. He reached the southern extreme of the northern region. Well, if he didn't reach even that, so the clock didn't start running. The Chozar, and before reaching Antiphras, he came back home. Ulachar yomim holach l'Golil. Then a few days later, he resumed his trip back to Golil. V'nishtoy shloshim yom, areizim reshes, and after delaying in Golil for 30 days and not coming back, she is thereby divorced. Shizmana shloshim lo nikba elo mishielach l'Golil. Here we've squiggled underlined this phrase. This is a central phrase. In the 30 days is not established. As we said, the clock doesn't start running until he gets to Golil. Even if it's the southern extreme of Golil, but he got to Golil. Vare lo holach ad hatov v'nishtayeh. Up till now, meaning the first his first attempt to travel in this most recent case, he didn't reach Antiphras. He came back home and then resumed his trip and reached Antiphras. Only at that point did the clock start running. And therefore, at that second stage, when he stays 30 days in Golil, the get becomes a get. We continue in the Mishnah with another example. It's basically the same case. It's just, in this case, he's moving from Golil to Yehuda. and he reaches the northern extreme of the southern province. You'll see the term, the name of the place referred to as Kfar Oisnoi. Let's go back to the Mishnah, case number 2. Man says to his wife, this get will be an effective get if I don't come back within 30 days. And the man spoken about is going on a trip from Golu, from the north to the south to Yehuda. If he reached Kfar Osnoi and then returned within 30 days. So that he reached Kfar Osnoi, and we're making the assumption that Kfar Osnoi means he reached Yehuda. It's the northern boundary of the southern region. So he reached the southern region and came back within 30 days. Batel Tano, as we explained before, the get is void, is canceled. Because the get was going to be a good get, would be binding only if he tarried in this case, in the Yehuda region for 30 days. But he didn't. He returned within that amount of time. So the get is void, and as we said, he can't use it later. A third example. Hare ze giteh im lo bosi miharav shoshim yom voyaholech midasayam. Here we have a person, a husband, again, saying that this is your divorce if I don't come within 30 days. And in this case, he's traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. Again, so the idea would be that once he reaches Chutz Loretz, then the clock starts running. If he comes back within 30 days, since he reached Chutz Loretz and he came back within 30 days, the get will be void. If he never reached Chutz Loretz, then the clock wouldn't have started running to begin with. So he gave her a get. If I don't come back within 30 days, and he was traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam, v'igia la'akoi v'chozar. He reached Akko and came back within 30 days. Botel Tano. And as we explained, the get cannot be used anymore. And why not? Because by reaching Akko, the thinking right now is, he reached Chutz Loretz. And did he stay there for 30 days? No, he came back within 30 days. So the get is batel. The get is void. A case, fourth case. Areze giteh kozman she'avor mikeneged ponayach 30 yom. This will be your get as long as if I don't appear in front of you within 30 days. So if I'm absent for 30 days, the get will take hold. He went, he left, came back. Since he didn't stay in private, he didn't go into yichud with her, the get becomes a get. We take a look at Rashi, under the Gemara text, the fourth line under the Gemara text, Kol zman she'avor mikeneged ponayach, kesheshtayin shloshim yom, over mikeneged ponayach, miyad yeget, when I tarry 30 days from passing in front of you, it will immediately become a get. The obvious difficulty in understanding this closing line of the Mishnah is that he said it would be a get if he's absent from her for 30 days. But he was coming and going every day, and he just didn't stay in private with her. Why would the Mishnah say the get is binding? He wasn't absent for 30 days. The Gemara will have to deal with that. Now, the Gemara. Lemaimra, from reading the Mishnah, you would get the feeling that Antiphras begolil havekaimo, that Antiphras was part of Golil. As we explained in the Mishnah, it was the southern extreme of the northern province. However, we have a Tanaic source that indicates the opposite. V'romini, Antiphras b'Yehuda, u'kfar osnoi begolil. Just the opposite of what we saw in the Mishnah. Uveintayim, the area between Antiphras and Kfar Osnoi, Matilin Oisoi L'chumra. Rashi, second line from the bottom, Rashi says, "Beintayim hu yoholich miYehuda leGalil." He was going from Yehuda to go the Ovar es Antifris. Of course, assume the same conditions that we saw in the Mishnah. He had told his wife that the get will be a get if he doesn't come back within 30 days, and he was going toward Galil, so that the clock would start running only once he reaches Galil, and he passed Antifris, which we're assuming is right now, according to this most recent Tanaic source, is part of the northern border of the southern region. He passed that. But he didn't reach the southern border of the northern region yet. And he returned within 30 days. Then after that, he resumed his trip and reached Galil without any question. Matilna Salukumra Amrinon Migureshis Liv Salukuna. We say that she's considered divorced insofar as receiving the label of being a divorcee, which prevents her from marrying a Kohen. So that we're in this gray area between Antifris and Kfasnai. So upon resuming the trip and then actually reaching Galil and staying away for 30 days, we say that we're going to view her lechumra as a divorcee. Megureshes, v'eino megureshes. We're at the top of Omid Beis, v'eino megureshes, meaning that this get is not going to be sufficient for her to marry someone else. However, as we said, she does receive the name of divorcee with regard to kahuna. Rashi at the top of Omid Beis, Veinu Mugreshes, Linose Beget Zeh, to marry someone else with this get. Sofek Bote Malach Rishon. There is the doubt that maybe the get was rendered void from the first leg of his journey, where he had been on his way from Galil, from Yehuda to Galil, past the northern known border of Yehuda, reached that gray area between Antifris and Kfarosnoi, and he returned within 30 days. Hoyol v'over Antifris, since he passed Antifris, havilei sofik yiv sofik Galil. He reached an area that's questionable whether it's Yehuda or Galil. Botel, and then the get would be void. Sherei chazar b'sof shloshim, because he returned within 30 days, and then the second leg of the journey where he reached Galil mamish, so there was no get to activate with his absence of 30 days. O shema Yehuda hu, that gray area might still be considered Yehuda. V'lo botel tno, and the original get and stipulation is not void. And with his second leg of the journey, where he reached Galil without any doubt and was absent for 30 days, that then the get would be activated because it hadn't been voided. So we say Megureshes Veinu Megureshes. The main point, though, we have a contradiction in geography. According to the Mishnah, Antifris seemed to be Galil. According to the second Tanaic source, Antifris seems to be part of Yehuda. It's in the second source, it says it explicitly that it's Yehuda. As we continue in the Gemara, obviously we're waiting for a resolution. On the side, we have a topic heading that we'll see in this Gemara. Yishuv Stira Baziri Mikumam Shel Antifris Ukfasanoi Osnoi, a resolution of the contradiction we presented. Mashayach Legolo, Mashayach Lido, what's really relevant to Galil and what is part of Yehuda. Under the Mivneh heading, a triangle appears. Havlotas Abaye Shenoisin Shuvas L'Stira Hanal. We're highlighting Abaye's name, who provides resolutions for the contradiction we just encountered. The Gemara. Omar Abaye Trei Tnoi Komar. The husband, in issuing the divorce document and issuing the get to his wife, he actually stated two conditions. Number one, imotina legolil, if I reach Galil la'alter leve gito, then the get becomes a get immediately. V'i mishtehina b'urcha talsin yoymin v'lo asino levegita. Or if I stay on the road for 30 days and I don't come back within 30 days, then let the get be a get. Before we go any further, we look at Rashi on the fourth line from the top. Om Rabbi, Masni Sinami, the Mishnah also holds Isla de Antifris Behuda. There's no disagreement. Antifris is certainly part of Yehuda. Ukigon, Domer lo Tre Tanoi. And there were two conditions stated. So now we continue with the Gemara. On the fourth line from the top, Higia l'antifris v'chazar. If the husband who was on his way to Galil, he reached Antifris and returned within 30 days. The lo l'golil motop, he didn't reach Galil, so as far as an immediate get effectiveness, that was not. The lo ishtoyinami ishtoy talsin yomen, nor was he absent for 30 days. Therefore, botel tano, the get is voided thereby. Hayre zegitechim lo bosi mikan v'ashloshim yom, etc. And at this point, we're quoting from the Mishnah where he was on his way from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and he reached Akko. And from reading the Mishnah, we concluded lemeimra. The Akko b'Medina Sayam Kaima. It would appear from the Mishnah's presentation that Akko is part of the area we call Medina Sem, outside of Eretz Yisrael. And we saw that by the fact that when he said that if he wouldn't come back within 30 days, and he came back within 30 days, and we pointed out time and time again that the clock starts running when you reach the beginning of the destination. You reach Medina Sayam in this third example. And he reached Akko and came back within 30 days. So the clock started running. He didn't stay away for 30 days. Came back within 30 days to get his botel. Had Akko not been considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, so the clock never would have started to run. So, and we wouldn't say that the get is botel. So the Gemara understands the Mishnah that Akko is Medina Sayam. So we ask, Rav Safra. Rav Safra tells us, Ki have a miftri abona me'adodi ba'akko, havi miftri. When the rabbis would part from one another, and here we're describing rabbis, students that came from Bovel to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael residents would accompany the foreigners, the foreign students, they would accompany them till Akko. In Akko, they would part ways. Why would the Eretz Yisrael students not accompany the foreign students beyond Akko? Mishum de'osu lot seis meretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz. So, from what Rav Safra tells us, Akko was still part of Eretz Yisrael, not like the Mishnah implied. Omar Abaye, Trey Tanoi Komarlo. And here again we have a long answer, very similar to the answer just before. And as far as the Mishnah is concerned, there were two conditions that the husband has stated, and we'll then understand why the get is botel. What were the two conditions? I matino le Medina Sayam, la'alter levegita. If I reach Medina Sayam, then the get shall be a get immediately. And we should point out once again that that Akko is, according to this Gemara, is clearly part of Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. So the conditions were that if he reaches Medina Sayam, so then the get would be a get immediately. I mashte'ino b'urcha talsin yomen v'asina levegita. Likewise, if I am en route, am on the road for 30 days and don't come back, then it shall be again. Higia la'akko v'chozar. The husband reached Akko and then came back within 30 days. Delo l'medina sayamoto. He didn't reach Medina Sayam, as we saw from Rav Safra. Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael. Velo ishtu yinami ishtay talsin yomen. nor did he stay away for 30 days. Therefore, batel tano. Therefore, as the Mishnah reported, the get is batel. It cannot be reused. The Gemara continues with a quote from the Mishnah. Hareza giter kozman she evor, and the Mishnah wanted to say she evor mi keneged panach shloshim yom. This will be your get as if I am absent from your presence for 30 days. He went and came back. Since he wasn't in private with her, hareze get, so the get is good. Now the Gemara asks the question we raised when we learned the Mishnah, v'holo ovar, but he didn't stay away for 30 days. The husband had stipulated that the get will take effect if he stays away for 30 days, but he wasn't away for 30 days. So as we go on in the Mishnah, we note before we do so, the topic at hand is Shnei Pirushim. We'll see two explanations. Lefaresh Sefer de Mishnah Senu Shehisna Haget B'Tanai Shelo Yavor B'Foneo Shloshim Yom. Two explanations for understanding the end of the Mishnah, which was a get given on condition that he stays away for 30 days. Omar Rav Huna. We continue in the Gemara. Rav Huna, number one, he's the first explanation. My Ponayech, in the Mishnah, when he said, Kolzman Shelo Evor Mikeneged Ponayech, the word Ponayech doesn't mean that I stay away from you. I remain away from your presence. That's not the meaning at all. Rather, what does Ponayech mean? Tashmish. It means intimacy. This will be your get if I don't have intimacy with you within 30 days. Why is intimacy referred to using this word? Ponayach means your face. Lishna ma'alya nokat. It's a euphemism. The word ponayach is understood to mean ponayach shel mato, the bottom part of you, meaning intimacy. Rabbi Yochanan Amar li oilam ponayach mamish. The Mishnah, when it says, as long as I stay away from ponayach, means literally stay away from your presence. Mi kotoni, does it say in the Mishnah, hare zu migureshes, that the woman is divorced? It doesn't say that. Hare ze get kotoni. The Mishnah is telling us that the get remains a viable divorce document. Delo have a get yoshan. The get is not classified as a get yoshan. And we'll say a word or two about this, even though we've spoken about get yoshan in the past. Get yoshan means an old or a dated get. If a man, we're talking in general terms, if a man dates a divorce document, prepares a get, and after preparing the get, he happens to be alone with his wife. He didn't give her the divorce yet. He just prepared a get and wrote a date into it. And then after that, a couple weeks later, he had intimacy with his wife. 9 months after the intimacy, a child will be born. People will date things back, and they'll see that the conception was more than 9 months after the date in the get. That creates a bad reputation that here the child was born not through a married couple. Once again, because the date in the get appears to be prior to more than 9 months prior to the birth of the child. In the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us is that you have a man who gave a get, who had prepared a get, and there was a condition that as long as he stays away for 30 days, once he stays away from her for 30 days, the get will take effect. So in the meantime, before he actually had an absence from her for 30 days, he had given her the get, and he went away, came back, numerous times, but never stayed away for 30 days. Until one time, eventually he stayed away for 30 days. Is the get going to work when he eventually stays away for 30 days? We say yes. And we're not choshesh, we're not suspicious that in the initial short excursions, short absences, the husband had been with her in private. In other words, we don't suspect that. And that is what the Mishnah said. If you look back at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph, since he didn't stay in private with her during all of those short excursions, when he eventually stays away from her for 30 days, in other words, we're not suspicious that there will be a birth 9 months after any of those, let's say, those short excursions, that there won't be a birth because there was no, they weren't in private with one another. So the get will be a good get, and the story that we described before about a child being born and then dating it back and finding out that this child was born, was conceived after she had been divorced, doesn't get started. That whole issue, that whole suspicion does not get started. So let's read again what this statement of Rabbi Yochanan from the second wide line of the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Amar Li Olam Ponecho Mamish. The absence was a reference to actual absence from her presence. Mi kotoni hare zumugureshes. Does it say in the Mishnah that after these short excursions she becomes actually divorced? It doesn't say that. Hare ze get kotoni. All the Mishnah says is that the get that he gave her initially remains viable. The lo havi get yoshan. It doesn't become suspect as a get yoshan. As we explained, that would happen if, after he gave her the get with its date in it, he would have been in private with her. And as a result of us saying there's no suspicion of it being a get, and when an actual 30-day span of time whereby he is absent from her, then the get will take effect. She'll be divorced. Tanya Kavoseid Rabbi Yochanan. Here we have a Tanaic source along the lines of Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. Harezikitech kozman shevor mikneged ponach shloshim yoyim. V'hayoholechu ba, hayolechu ba, hayol v'lo nisyachid imo harezeget. So far, that is what we saw in the Mishnah, and the Brisa adds, uleget yoshan ein choshishin. As far as the suspicion that the get would be classified as a get yoshan, i.e. a get with a date in it and then a subsequent experience of privacy between the couple, that we don't suspect. Sharei lo nisyach imo. He was not in private with her. The Gemara asks, how can you be so sure of that? Valechu shemo pies. Why not suspect that in these you see these short excursions, he had actually appeased her and, let's say, resolved their domestic strife, and in that appeasement he was in fact in private with her. Omar Rabo Baravuna Hochi Omar Abo Mori Mishmei Derav. The Oimer, the case is where the husband, when he issued the condition, he said, "Nemenes olai loimar shelo bosi." I grant her believability to testify that I had not come. In other words, that I hadn't come to her and appeased, etc. We take a look at the Rashi, a few lines down from here in the Rashi column. Bioimer b'shas hatnai al menas kenani moiser lo shteinem esolai kameo edim kolzman shetoimar shelo bosi v'nis yachadati upiasti. She is believed, as far as I am concerned, like 100 witnesses to say that I did not come
and go into private with her and appease her. The diamond, by the way, that you saw by, around Rabo Babrachano is explained on the side under the Mivneh. There are shtei lishonos. There are two versions. Alma Omar Rabo Babrachano is Dvorov. So we saw one of them, that Rabo Babrachano was a comment on the Braisa that Rabbi Yochanan just quoted. Why are we not choshish for Get Yoshan? Because she was believed when she says, I was not alone with him. He did not come and appease me, and we didn't spend any time in private. Let's continue in the Gemara. Iko demasni lo amasnis. And there are those that apply Rabba Barchana to the Mishnah, which says, Me'achshav im lo bosi mikana yud beis chidesh. This is your get to be chal, to take effect from right now, if I don't come back within 12 months. Umeis besoch yud beis chodesh, and he dies within 12 months, hareze get, she is considered divorced. Ah, valechu shema pies. Why is it so obvious that she's considered divorced? And by the way, when we say she's considered divorced, that means that she won't have to do yibum. She's a divorcee. How is that so clear? Is it not possible that he had appeased her within that time? Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Hochi Omar Rabba Mori Mishmei the Rav, thusly says, father in the name of Rav, Ba'oimer, where the husband had declared, Nemenes Olai Loimar Shelo Bossi. She is believed, as far as I'm concerned, if she says that I had not come to come back and appeased her and was with her. So we have two versions of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Man de masni lo amasnisen, one who states it with regard to the we'll call the second version, his comment made on the Mishnah source, kol shekein abraisa, then all the more so with regard to the Braisa. What do we mean by that? All the more so. So let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Masu, Kol Shikain, the lower part of the narrow lines, Kol Shikain Abraisa, the Kevon Dehecha, the low ball, where we see in the Mishnah case, he didn't come back as a result of short excursions. He simply went away, and he said, the divorce will be a divorce if I don't come back within 12 months, and he died in the interim. So he didn't come back. So in such a case, we raised a suspicion that maybe Shema Pies, Ilav de Asni Bereisho, if not for the fact that he spelled out at the very beginning when he gave her the get, Ne'emenes Olai. So if you're going to say that we will suspect Shem Opies, if not for Nemen, for the husband saying Nemenes Olai, Kol Shekein HaBraisa, all the more so, in the case of the Braisa where the husband went away and came back on these short excursions, there's all the more reason for raising the suspicion of Shem Opies. And of course, needing then Rabba Rav Huna to legitimize the get by the husband having declared she is believed when she says, I did not come back. I didn't appease her. Let's continue in the Gemara. Man demasni lo abraisa, one who teaches this raising of a doubt, and hence Rabba Rav Huna's response with regard to the case of the braisa, avol amasnisen, but in the case of the Mishnah, that wouldn't have been necessary because ha lo asa, he didn't come back at all. In the Rashi, the Rashi says avol amasnisen, the meis besoch yud beis chodesh, where he died within the 12 months. The lo roinu shebo ba'ir mishi yotzu, we didn't see him come back to town from the point he left. Lo chashino shemo pies, we're not going to on our own raise the doubt or the suspicion that maybe he resolved his conflict with her and had intimacy with her. Even without the husband granting her believability from the outset, have a get, the get will go through, will be a legitimate get. The hall no also, he didn't come back within the 12 months. So that if you're going to raise the issue of Shema Pies, with its the suspicion, and hence the need for the husband's declaring her believed, all in the context of the Brisa, where we saw him going and coming, not so with regard to the case of the Mishnah, where we didn't see him coming back at all from the point that he departed. We continue with the new Mishnah. We point out on the side under the notes, say the topic heading, Od Dugmois Shel Get Al Tnai. More examples of Gittin given on condition. And you'll see that we use a double underline marking to highlight the opening expression of Hare Ze Get. So the Mishnah. Harei ze giteich im lo bosi mikan viad yud beis chodesh umeis besoch yud beis chodesh eino get. And we contrast that with harei ze giteich me'achshov im lo bosi mikan yud beis chodesh umeis besoch yud beis chodesh harei ze get. Let's go over the Mishnah again. The opening statement was harei ze giteich, this will be your divorce if I don't come back within 12 months. And he died within 12 months. Mishnah rules, she's not considered divorced. Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says, Eino get, the cave under law, Amar me'achshav. That's why we read the Mishnah quickly, to highlight that the unique element of the second example, where he did say me'achshav. In the first example, he didn't say me'achshav, that this is your get from right now. Mashma li'achar yud beis chodesh ye get. The implication is that only after 12 months would the get take effect. The husband died within the 12 months, so we never completed the 12 months since for the get to then become effective. He died within the 12 months, never reaching the Achar Yud Beis Chodesh. She's a widow, and as such, she would have to do Yibum. We have the rule of Ein Get L'Achar Misa. Get doesn't take effect after the husband died. In case two of the Mishnah, which we'll read again now, Harei ze gitech me'achshov, this is your get from right now, im lo bosi mikan ad yud beis chodesh, umeis besochid beis chodesh, harei ze get. Since he stipulated that the get shall be from right now, as he hands it to her, and we'll say retroactively, we will know that the get was good with the passage of 12 months and his not returning. Even if he dies within 12 months, she still is considered megureshes, a divorcee. We continue with a third example. Im lo bosi mikan viad yud beis chodesh. Man says, if I don't come back between now and 12 months, kisvu utnu get liishti, then write and give a get to my wife. So according, if we just stay with his instructions in a strict fashion, at what point did he order the writing to take place? After 12 months. What happened in actuality? Kosvu get besochil beis chodesh. They wrote up the get within 12 months. V'nosnoi li'achar yud beis chodesh, and gave it to her after 12 months. Eino get. It's not an effective divorce. Fourth example. Kisfu utnu get li'ishti. Write up and give a get to my wife. Im lo bosi mikan ad yud beis chodesh. If I don't come within 12 months. Kosvoi besoch yud beis chodesh. V'nosnoi li'achar yud beis chodesh. Eino get. If they wrote it within the 12 months, but waited to giving it to her till after 12 months, the Tanakhama says, the first opinion here says, it's not a get. Rabbi Yossi Omer Koze get. Rabbi Yossi says, it is a get. Kosvoi liachar yudbeis chodesh v'nosnoi liachar yudbeis chodesh. They wrote it and gave it after 12 months, umes, and the husband died. Im haget kodem lemisa reze get. If the get preceded his death, so she's divorced. V'miso kodmo leget, eino get. And if his death preceded the get, so she's a widow, she's not a divorcee. V'imein yodon, if we don't know which came before which, zuhi shamru migureshes v'ein migureshes. Regarding this, we say that she is in a state of doubt. And when we have a situation like that, we said before, she would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. As far as Yibum, she wouldn't be allowed to do Yibum, but we would probably require Chalitza to release her from the Suffolk widow Yibum status. Tana, Rabosenu Hitiruha Linose. Even though in the Mishnah we saw that she is not a get, she is not divorced when he did not use the term me'afshav. That was a reference to the opening example of the Mishnah, where he said, this is your get, if I don't come within 12 months, and he died within 12 months. The Mishnah ruled she's not considered divorced. There is another school of thought on that case saying she's allowed to get, she's considered divorced, she's allowed to remarry. Man Rabosenu, this source made reference to the scholars allowed her to, do allow her to get married. Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Beidino de Shoru Mashcha, it's the court that allowed the oil of Goyim for Jewish consumption. In contrast to the wine of Goyim, the Gentile wine, which is forbidden for Jews, there was a court that ruled that the oil produced, olive oil produced by Gentiles, is something the Jews are allowed to consume. The details behind that are found in Maseches Avodah Zarah. For our purposes, we're simply identifying who Rabosenu is, and the Gemara goes on to say, Safri lo k'Reb Yosi. This Rabosenu reference holds like the Tano Reb Yosi, Domar Zmanoi Shel Shtar Mochia Cholov. The date, the time, the date that's written in the Shtar shows from when the intention was for it to be activated, to be valid. So that in the opening example of the Mishnah, a get was given to the woman, and there was a date, a current date written in it. So as far as we're concerned, as far as Rabbi Yossi and those who subscribe to Rabbi Yossi are concerned, it's as if he said, Me'achshav. It's as if he said, from right now, meaning from the date that's in this divorce document, I want you to be divorced, and there was a current date written in it, that's good enough. Omar Rabbi Abba, Braid Rabbi Chiyo Barabba, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Benoi Shel Rabbon Gamliel, Bar Rabbi Hoyre, Velo Hodu Lo Kol Siato, Viamri Lo Kol Shaito. Rabbi Abba tells us that the grandson of Rabbi, of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the grandson's name was Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. He ruled that she is muteres based on the date written in the shtar, and that was his ruling, but velohodu lo kol siatu, all of his colleagues did not agree. And the other version, v'amri lo kol shaito, means all throughout all of his life. Omar le Rabbi Elazar lahu saba. Rabbi Elazar asked a Hahu Saba, a reference, you translate it, literally means the old man. Ki Sharisuha, when you were, when you, we'll see more who, why he says to you, but it's a reference to the school of thought that was the Beis Din that we made reference to before that allowed the woman to be considered divorced and remarry by the fact that there's a date in the shtar. So Rabbi Elazar asks, when you were matir that, la'alta sharisua, did you allow her to remarry immediately from the point that you heard that the husband died, even though 12 months hadn't passed? Or did you nevertheless require the 12 months to pass before she could remarry? La'altam, the Gemara explains the two sides of the issue here. Li'alta sharisua daholo asi. Were you allowing her to remarry immediately? Because, well, he's not coming back. He's dead. Or did you insist on waiting 12 months before allowing her to remarry as a divorcee in order to fulfill the original condition? Now, so this was the question that Rabbi Elazar posed to Hahu Saba. The Gemara asks, before answering the question, the Gemara asks, the Tiboy Le Masnisen. Couldn't this very question be raised regarding the Mishnah, where it said in the Mishnah, Me'achshav im lo bosi mikan ve'ad yud beis chodesh. A man had said, this is your get from now, if I don't come within 12 months, u'meis besoch yud beis chodesh, hareis a get. And the Mishnah ruled that would be an acceptable get. La'alter have deholo asi. Do you say she can, upon our hearing of his death, she can remarry? That's what I mean, immediately upon hearing. La'alter means immediate. Means immediate upon hearing of his death will allow her to remarry because he's not coming back anymore. And that enough, that's enough to be considered fulfillment of the conditions. Oidilma li'achar yud beis chodesh do'kayim le'itanoi. Or will we allow her to remarry as a divorcee only after 12 months? Because with that, you're fulfilling the actual condition which stated, it'll be again if I don't come back within 12 months. So you have to have 12 months to go by and us seeing him not coming back in order to constitute a fulfillment of the condition. The issue right now is that very question that Rebbe Elazar had asked to present it to Hahu Saba, Rebbe Elazar could have asked on the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, in Hochinami, you're right, Rebbe Elazar could have asked that question, do we allow her to remarry immediately or wait for the passage of 12 months, even though he died before that? That could have been asked on the Mishnah. So why did he ask Hahu Saba? Umishum dahave b'ahu maisa. Because the Hahu Saba was present in that particular maisa where they had ruled she's allowed to remarry. And the question simply was, you know, you were there, Rebbe Elazar says to Osaba, you were there when they made the ruling that she's considered a divorcee, but did you, in the ruling, allow her to remarry immediately or wait 12 months? So that's why the question was posed. But you don't see an answer to that, to the question itself, in the Gemara. All the Gemara responded to was why Rebbe Elazar posed the question to Hahu Saba as opposed to asking it as a question on the Mishnah. And so then the Gemara answered, because Hahu Saba was actually there when that ruling had been made. We glance at the side of the Gemara where we have a new topic heading. Abaye mevi l'shoynos shel tnai. Abaye presents expressions that reflect a condition, conditions, stipulations in a divorce. Chelik mem yesh haskoma mashmusam v'echod hu ashoni b'machlokes. Some of these examples are not controversial. There's agreement as to what they mean. One of them will be the subject of a machlokes. The Gemara. Omar Abaye, hakol moidim. Everyone will agree. And when we say everyone will agree, we had above Rabosenu that were cholek with what we saw in our Mishnah. where you have a get given without the me'achshov expression in it, can you rely on the date? We saw that as being a controversial issue. So those rabbis that argued, Hakol Moedim, they will all agree, Heichod the Omar, where a man gave a get to his wife at night. And he said, this is your get, L'cheshetetze chamo min artika, when the sun shines forth, leaves its encasing. An interesting expression, but for our purposes, without getting into the depth of that expression, it simply means that you will be divorced when morning comes. So he gave her a get at night, saying, "This is your get when the sun shines in the morning." What is the outcome of this? The Gemara continues at the top of the Ayin Zayin. L'chinafka ka'omar law. He's saying you will be divorced only upon the emergence of the sun, only upon the shining forth of the sun. Before that, you're not divorced. V'chimayas balelio, have a get the achamis, in the event that he dies at night, the get would be invalid. It would be like a get. It's called a get lachamisa. A dead man doesn't divorce his wife. Rashi at the top, l'chinafka k'omala, v'imayas b'laylo avigidin, if he dies at night, it's not a divorce. And with all that implies, she's then a widow, and if he had no children, she's subject to yibum in the event that there's a surviving brother. V'gabi masni sinami, regarding our Mishnah. Now, what Rashi does is he ties this into the language that we saw in the Mishnah. Regarding the Mishnah as well, a man says, "Hareze gitech lichashilo avoy liachar shnei mosar chodesh." This is your divorce if I don't come, or when I do not come within until after 12 months. If I don't come after within 12 months, I come only after 12 months. You will be divorced. Lav getu. It's not a divorce. Of course, we're in a situation where he dies within the 12 months. She won't be considered divorced. In a case like this, everyone will agree. You can't rely on the time, the time written in the document, to be considered as if it's a get from the time he gives it to her from immediately. Not so. Because in this case, he said explicitly, L'cheshelay avoy yehey get avoloy me'achshav. He said, when I do not come within 12 months, then it's a get, and not from now. So this expression of L'cheshetetzicham min artika, or the parallel of L'cheshelay avoy lachar shnei machsonish, we see that there's no room for any argument. There's no discussion. There's no controversy about this. There's no havamina to say that the get is based on the time written in it. Because, just to repeat, because he said explicitly, the get is a get only when I do not come back, and not from right now. That's the implication. A second expression that there is no argument about. He says to his wife at night, this is your get, al menas shetetze chamim min artika. On condition that the sun shines forth. So what is he saying? Me'achshav komala. He's saying this is your get from right now, and it will take effect, it will retroactively, we will see it taking effect when the sun shines forth. D'yomar avun amarav. Some have a different gear, so Amar Avun Amar Rebbe. Kolo Oimer Amanas, Koimer Me'afshav Domi. This is a point we've seen so many times already, that when you say Almanas, it's like saying, this is your get from right now. And in a case like that, even if he dies at night, she's still considered a divorcee, because the get took effect when he gave it to her. And you would simply have to, in order to fulfill the condition, wait till the morning. But there's no question here of get liachar misa.
lo nechleku elo be'im teitzei. If he gives a get to his wife at night and says, reizekitech im teitzei chamo minartika. And what Rashi does at this point is parallels the Mishnah case as follows. Let's read Rashi on the fourth line from the top. Im teitze u dekavasa, the parallel im lo bossi. He said arezek itech im lo bossi ad shneimos achodesh. From Rinu Liel bepirkin gabi im meisi, that im, if he said are, if he used the expression im meisi, that im shte lushenis mashma. Mashma me'ashav u'mashma lichashiyagia. If you use the expression im, it has two possible connotations. It could mean from right now. It can mean when the event arrives. Omar mehayom. If he said mehayom im meisi, have me'ashav, then it's clear that it's a get immediately. Lo omar mehayom, have lichashiyagia. Hilkoch. Rabosenu savri lo kerabiosi. Therefore, in this case, where he didn't say mehayom imes, he just said hayreze gitech im lo bosi, the Rabosenu will say, in this case, you look at the date. The date is instead of mehayom. The other Rabbonim that disagree do not say that. And here the Gemara spells it out. So we continue in back in the Gemara text. Lo nechleku elo be'im meisi. Mor sovar lo kribyosi. Di omar zmanu shel shtar mochiach alo v'have le kimei hayoim meisi. Or kimei achshav meisi. If you say im meisi. By the way, the case is a person with the Macy example is a person who is deathly ill, and he says Harezi Gitech im Macy Micholi Ze. This is your get if I die from this disease, and does if and when he dies, is she considered divorced or a widow? So according to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that there's a date written in the shtar that indicates that he wanted the get to be. Valid, be effective from the time he gave it to her, like as if he said mehayomi meisi or me'achshav meisi, which everyone would agree if he used those expressions explicitly, it would be an effective divorce. More so for those that disagree, so mar lo sover lo k'Rabbi Yossi. The opinion that disagrees doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. V'havele ki'im meisi greida. And the fact that there's a date in it is of no consequence, and it's therefore like a simple case of im meisi, which we saw is the equivalent of a get la'achar misa. And in the event that an expression like that is used, im lo bosi, for example, in the Mishnah, lo bosi ad yud beis chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months, she would not be considered divorced. So the machlokas that we featured on the end of Ayin Vav Amud Beis between Rabosenu Shitiri Lahatir Linosei and the opinion in the Mishnah would be in a case where he used this expression im hareze gitech im lo bosi, and that was the exact language that we saw in the opening line of the Mishnah. And therefore the Mishnah, which doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, ruled no get, of course, where he died within the 12 months. Those that allowed her to remarry as a divorcee held that by saying Hareze Gedef im lo bossi, it's you can rely on Zmanu Shashtar lo chiacholov. The Gemara continues Kisfu utnu get liishti im lo bossi mikan viad yudbeis chodesh. This was one of the examples we saw in the Mishnah where he said write and give the get. This was example number 4 in our Mishnah. Write and give the get to my wife if I don't come within 12 months. And the Mishnah told us that if they wrote the get within the 12 months and gave it to her after 12 months, the first opinion held it's not a get. Rabbi Yossi disagreed. Now we turn to we continue with the Gemara. Amar lei Rav Yemar l'Ravashi, lema kosav Rabbi Yossi, kosav get al tnai kosher. Now we look at Rashi. Kosav get al tnai kosher v'afilu lo niskayim hatnai. Even if the condition wasn't fulfilled, the get's still kosher. In this case, this fourth example of the Mishnah, the husband said, he said to write the get after 12 months. And they wrote it before the 12 months. Rabbi Yossi says, it's still okay. V'neimo nami da'aresha polig. Should we therefore say that he argues with regard to the resha? The reference that Rashi is making when he says, should we suggest therefore that Rabbi Yossi would argue even in the resha, go back to the Mishnah, look at case 3. There it said, "Im lo bosi mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh." If I don't come within 12 months, then kisvu utnu get liishti. Then write a get and give it to my wife. The Mishnah went on to say, "Kosvu get besoich yud beis chodesh v'nosu l'achar yud beis chodesh eino get." If it was written within 12 months and then given afterwards, it's not effective. Now at that point, we don't see Rabbi Yossi arguing. But the Gemara's question here, as Rashi explains it, is that maybe Rabbi Yossi would argue in case 3 as well. Just like in case 4, where it seemed that the husband wanted to get to be written after 12 months, and yet Rabbi Yossi says in the event that the get was written within 12 months, it's still kosher. Maybe in case 3 also, Rabbi Yossi would say it's kosher. The Gemara says not so. I should just repeat the language of the Gemara. Lema kosav Rabbi Yossi kosav get al tnai kosher. Should we say that Rabbi Yossi simply disregards conditions that husbands state with regard to the writing of a get? The Gemara responds, loy. We're not going to say that that Rabbi Yossi disregards the conditions that husbands issue when requesting a get to be prepared. I will tell you that Rabbi Yossi will agree in case 3 that the get is not kosher. For shiny hocha, the reason in case 4 that he says it's kosher, where it was written within 12 months, if the husband did not want it written within 12 months, he should have said, im lo bosi kisfu utnu. Well, if I don't come back, then write it. But he didn't say that in case 4. V'omar kisfu utnu im lo bosi. Hachi ka'omar. This is what he is saying. Kisfu me'achshav, write it immediately. Utnu im lo bosi, and give it to her if I don't come back. The Rabbanon who said in case 4 of the Mishnah that it's not good, lo shno hachi v'lo shno hachi. To the Rabbanon, it didn't matter the order of his phrasing things, whether he said kisvu im lo bosi or im lo bosi kisvu. He wasn't commanding it to be written until the passage of 12 months. Therefore, according to the Rabbanon, writing it within 12 months is a violation of the husband's stipulation. Before we go on in the Gemara, we glance at the side. We have a topic heading. Ha'omer, a person says, Harei ze giteich im lo bosi la'achar, etc. This is your get. If I don't come, and he says la'achar after, ma nikro li'achar shmita. He says, this is your get if I don't come after the shmita. Shmita is the 7-year agricultural cycle, the halachic agricultural cycle. And it's as we say, it's a 7-year block of time. And if he says, if I don't come after the Shemitah, or he says, if I don't come after a year, or he says, if I don't come back after a month, Fiod and other examples. What is that time frame of coming after? So now the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanan, li'achar shavua. If a person says, this is a get, if I don't come back after the Shemitah, equals Shana, which means it's a full year. So that if a person had given a get to a woman and says, this is your get if I don't come back after the Shemitah, if he comes back during the, we'll call the eighth year, within the eighth year, the get will not be a get. It will not be a divorce. Because he said, if I don't come back after the Shemitah, and in order to fulfill that condition of after, it would be the entire time frame that constitutes after the Shemitah, namely 1 year. Li'achar Shona. If he says, if I don't come back, la'achar Shona, then the get shall be a get. How much time do we wait to see whether or not he's coming back? Chodesh, 1 month. 1 month following the year that he stipulated. La'achar Chodesh, Shabbos. He says, if I don't come back after a month, well, what does that mean? We wait a week. Let us say, he says, if I don't come back after this week, la'achar Shabbos mai. Yosef Rabbi Zeira Kameid Ravasi, V'yamri lo, another version of the names Ravasi Kameid Rabbi Yochanan V'komar. Chad b'shabo Trei Utlosa, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Chad b'sham is literally first of the week. Trei is the second of the week, Monday, and Tlosa, Tuesday, equals Boser Shabbata. That's what we call after Shabbos. So that if a person gave a get to his wife and said, if I don't come back after Shabbos, well, we're going to wait to see, we're going to wait till Wednesday. If he doesn't come back by Wednesday, so then the woman is considered divorced. Arba'o v'chamishu mali Shabbata, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those are days that we call Kami Shabbata. Those are the days before Shabbos. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Li'achar HaRegel, Shloshim Yom. If a person were to say, this is your get, if I don't come back after the holiday, how much time do we wait to see whether or not he's coming back? We wait 30 days after the holiday. Nofak Reb Chiya Dorsha Mishmei de Rebbe VeKalsua. Rebbe Chiya went forth and taught this halacha of La'achar Regel Shloshim Yom in the name of Rebbe, and people praised him. On another occasion, he said this halacha Mishmei de Rabim in the name of the collective rabbis. Rabim means multitude. Velo Kalsua, and he wasn't praised. In other words, they did not concede to Reb Chiya's ruling. Why? Because he said it in the name of the majority. Alma, we can conclude from here, less Hilchus HaKavosei, that the halacha doesn't follow this particular ruling. Being that it was a ruling that was stated only by an individual opinion, by Rebbe, so Reb Chiya was complimented for presenting it in its we'll say accurate form, that this is the opinion of an individual, of a Shia. It's a Shitas Yochid, not a Shitas Rabbin. Therefore, when he presented it on the other occasion as a public, as a majority opinion, he didn't receive public approval. So from that, as the Gemara says, we conclude that we don't follow this ruling. With this, of course, you see we've completed the seventh perek with Be'ezras Hashem, And before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.